A good Monday morning. It's time now for the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dan.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. You ready for this Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am.
Well, good. You have special plans?
I'm going to my granddaughter's, and my daughter will be there, and my son-in-law, and my going to family get-together.
This is a family tradition?
It is. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Turkey, pumpkin pie, all the things we usually have. Yes, we have.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Sorry about my tardiness there on the mic. We were dealing with a recording issue. We record the program every day to CD, and I pulled a brand new CD out of the Memorex box over there, put it in the machine, and apparently it already had 30 seconds something recorded onto it, so I guess someone gave us a used disc back into the box. We were adjusting audio complications there.
That's some housekeeping, yes.
Just a little bit. But good morning, everyone.
And this morning we're talking about tradition, family traditions. This is the time of the season to be thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and Valentine's coming up. There's a lot of traditions going on that we all need in our lives that are very important. And usually we don't think about the importance of tradition. We either enjoy them or we don't look forward to them, or we kind of have a mixture of both maybe. But family traditions are extremely important in our lives, in our family life, and that's what we want to talk about today. If you'd like to give us a call this morning at the station, our number is 862-9977. That's 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056.
And if you are listening out on the internet, because this is being transmitted via the internet, give us a call on the 800 number, 800-375-0056. That's what it's there for. We know there are friends and family that are listening in different parts of the country.
Nationwide.
And we just want to say good morning to everyone. Welcome to the show.
We would also like to say hello to the military personnel that are listening to us, either live or on the archive, and tell you that we appreciate your service to our country, and that we know that this is a special time of the year for you as well, being away from your family and your friends. But we want you to know that you are deeply appreciated and respected for the job that you're doing. Family traditions are occasions that families come together. So they can either be a great context for insanity, or they can be a great context to watch football games, or they can be a great context to come together and enjoy the identity of being a family and what it means to be a family. You know, with 25% of the American population moving every year across country, and you know, statistics are telling us and very often quoted that 50% of all marriages are ending in divorce every year, there's just a lot of change going on. There's a lot of geographical distance and there's a lot of emotional distance in families that it seems hard, it can be hard, to keep the traditions, family traditions intact, or to change family traditions so that they're meaningful to this year, regardless of how they've been perhaps celebrated in times past. So there's a lot of influx, a lot of flexibility needed in the part of families and marriages, and that's hard on a lot of people. It's just important to know that if that is your situation this year, that you have the flexibility, you need the flexibility to perhaps establish new traditions beginning this year. So if you'd like, give us a call and tell us about some of your family traditions that you have for Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that turkey and those sweet potatoes or sweet potato pie,
mm-hmm.
depending on what part of the country you're in, or those roasted chestnuts, depending on what part of the country you're in, or that baked ham, whatever it is, that you just can't wait for three more days to get here.
Oh, my sister's chocolate chess pie.
Mm.
Makes a great chocolate chess
Stephanie
pie.
Stephanie makes a wonderful chocolate chess pie.
Look forward to that every year. But then again, also, the football games. Not just the ones on TV, which are generally pretty good, but the ones that will be outdoors between family members.
Getting the
outside,
backyard
football. And some of those, no matter rain, snow, sleet, shine, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Now, the special thing we look forward to as a family and the everyday routines we abide by, such as the time we get up and the foods we have for breakfast, the things we do on the weekends and the activities that we're involved in during the week, are the threads of life that bind us together as a family. A strong family has a commitment to one another and keeps increasing in strength because of the time they spend together. The way we do things becomes our family traditions. You won't find these written down anywhere, But if you ask one of the family members a question concerning a particular event, they will tell you, well, we always, and then finish the sentence. And so there are three types of traditions that we need to recognize as we go into this holiday season, this family tradition season. One is the celebration traditions. Celebration traditions, the things that we do that are built around, you know, the special occasions that call for a celebration, like the holidays that we're in now, or the birthdays, or celebrating anniversaries, just any number of things can be celebrated. But those are celebration traditions. The second one are the family traditions. You know, the special things that are created within each family to fit our lifestyle. You know, the vacations we take, where we go, what we do, what we want to see, the family council, the family talks, or the pizza night, or the Saturday morning breakfast, or whatever it may be. Those are the family traditions. And then there's just those patterned family interactions, those events that are centered around the day, just those everyday things in life. You know, the dinner time, when the whole family comes together. And I'm told by people that I talk with in my work in counseling that, you know, we just never sit down to dinner anymore. We're all so busy. Everybody's involved in their own special events, and they come in and get something to eat, but we never sit down anymore as a family. And that's a moment in our family life that, if that's true, we're sacrificing our family. Because those family moments, such as the dinner time, are extremely important to both parents and children. Or the bedtimes, or the Sunday morning going to worship service, or the Sunday afternoons reading the paper, watching football games, or whatever those patterned family interactions are that we identify with and that we just expect from week to week. You know, these rituals provide a sense of continuity and understanding and love that strengthens our family togetherness, our family closeness. These are opportunities for families to have a good time and to establish good memories, to build upon when those times are just not so good. And all families have those times. In a very positive way, traditions touch the heart of the family, and they help members to feel good about ourselves and each other. And so identify the family rituals, identify those family times, identify those celebration traditions, those family traditions, and just go over and identify those weekly rituals that we all go through, that we need to go through in our lives, that help us have a sense of cohesiveness and order and structure in our family.
Well, in talking about family traditions, you know, what are the family traditions? We've talked about three different types, but they are practices and beliefs that create a positive feeling, and that in general they're repeated every so often at regular intervals. There was a study done, and this was a three-generation study on families, and they found that the establishment and maintenance of family traditions brings family members closer together in crucial ways.
Yeah, do you elaborate on that?
Well, older people tend to value the traditions more than young people, but even the young people value the traditions a great deal. That was kind of interesting. Now, sitting there as I was reading through the study, I kept thinking about when we would go down to Texas during the summer. We would have the family reunions down there, whether it was just our immediate family or whether it was kind of extended between my grandparents' brothers and sisters. A couple of times, all of us kids are running around. We're into video games or we're into bikes or et cetera. But there were so many times when we would actually sit down with our great uncles, our great aunts, and we learned how to play 42.
Explain what 42 is for those who may not know.
42 is a domino game. It's four-person and play a lot through Texas. So all of our friends and family down in Texas are going, yes, I remember those times. But we would have three or four generations sitting around playing 42. To sit there without any TVs, no radios, no nothing, just enjoying the game and the challenges of the game and listen to the stories, those were some great times. At the time, it was something to do. Now you sit back and go, what I wouldn't give to be able to go back and do that exact same thing.
Yeah. I remember going to my grandmother's for Thanksgiving and having Christmas dinner at her house. Or we'd go to my grandmother Moreland's over here in Vinita, Oklahoma. We'd drive up from Midland, Texas. We'd usually travel all night, and we'd get there early in the morning. But we'd try to go up and be there. I remember there was snow on the ground. I was about 5 years old, and there was snow on the ground. And my grandfather still had a buckboard. He had a team and a wagon. And I remember sitting in that wagon up on that seat. It was one Christmas we went up there. And it was just a wonderful time. wonderful time. Oh, my goodness, Grandmother Moreland could make those biscuits. And and she cooked on a wood stove. Cooked on a wood stove, and she fixed fabulous meals. And the aroma in the house, but the family interaction. As you said, the grandparents, extended family, cousins, aunts, uncles, all there. We just had a great time. Those are wonderful memories for me. At Grandmother Moreland, Grandmother and Granddaddy Moreland's house there over here in Bonita. And at Grandmother Boyce's there in Midland around Thanksgiving, we'd all go to her house. Just have a great, great time. I remember the laughter. I remember most of the laughter.
Mm-hmm.
People laughing, talking, telling the stories of years gone by, of family members that have died that I never met. But I got to know those people through their stories, through the stories I was hearing about their lives, and things that they would say and things that they would do. And it had a great sense of continuity. I felt connected with those family members,
mm-hmm.
both the ones that I've never met, particularly those that were there telling the stories.
What's amazing, though, is as a child, and parents, listen to this, as kids, we don't understand the importance of this. We don't understand its value. We don't understand what we're getting from it at the time. But if you look back on your own life and think about when you were a child, how much did you get out of it? And how many times would you love to go back with that understanding and relive those moments? It's important that kids go through the family traditions, even if they don't necessarily understand or really have it in their heart that this is what they want to do. But just to be able to enjoy the family time, the importance of the family time, because as we grow up, we will appreciate what was behind, what we did see when we were younger. We may not understand at the time when we were kids, but we do understand later.
You know, and after we marry and after we have children, we want to connect our children to our memories. We want to connect them to our experiences in those family traditions, in those celebration traditions. When we would come together as family, you know, traditions are simply a context for families to come together. They're the cement for families to come together and be bonded and reaffirm their commitment and their love for one another, and to share ourselves with one another. But it's important. It was important for me when, Ken, you were a child,
mm-hmm.
and Kevin and Stephanie, when you were real small, to connect you to the family that I grew up in and Mom's family that she grew up in,
mm-hmm.
to connect you to those traditions. We wanted you to share those experiences because those were wonderful times for us. Now that we have grandkids, oh, my goodness. We really want them to understand what it's like to be with family and to share with family, to see a context of family that we're all together. And it's not about eating food. It's not about watching TV, but it's about being together, allowing relationships to grow and to develop even more fully. Those are precious times that strengthen us, that hold us together as adults, especially when we get up in years and we have a sense of aloneness because our families are scattered now. Our kids are grown up and moved away.
Mm-hmm.
They become even more precious to us as time goes on.
Part of the study we were talking about as well found is that people value traditions because they see them as a time of togetherness, which is what you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
sharing and strengthening relationships. Holidays get people together, and the particular activities aren't necessarily important. But there are several things that these are key ingredients that make up family traditions. One is special meaning and significance. I mean, small things can meet this requirement. Celebrating the first snow, building a snowman together, laying on the floor, reading the Sunday funnies with Dad, kids going for donuts on Saturday morning so Mom can sleep in.
There's a good one.
Mom's going, yes! It's not about necessarily the cost or the amount spent. This is one of my big pet peeves with the whole holiday season, is that we tend to lose the importance, trying to outbuy, outspend for gifts or things through the holidays. The cost and the amount of money do not compare to the cost and the amount of time that we spend with our kids.
Oh, that's so important. Would you say that again?
The cost and the amount of money, the cost of what we purchase, is not important compared to the amount of time that we spend with our kids. And this is, again, whether it's taking them out for donuts on Saturday morning so Mom can sleep in, being downstairs, playing with them, rolling around on the ground, just having them use you as a jungle gym, having that interactive time with the kids. More than anything in the world, they want our attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's neat for them to have the Xbox or whatever, But it's even better, though, to have time with your dad, to have time with your mom, just having fun. That is what kids thrive for, and their behavior will tell you when they're not getting it.
Yeah. Yeah, children will act out when they're not receiving the attention. Children need attention. They'll get attention. They'll either get positive attention or they'll get negative attention. But they will get the attention of the parents, of the mom and dad. Now, I want you to hear this as parents, though. That Ken, you made a good point. And I want parents to really hear this, is that children don't want our money. They really don't care how much money we spend on them. We can give them every toy in the world, every new technology that comes along. But if we're not there with them, if we're not spending our time with them, if we're not sharing ourselves with them, all those toys mean nothing. And actually, our children can receive too much stuff, too many things, and not enough parent.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough parents around, especially this time of the year. And that's true in all family interactions also, because I remember when Pat and I were first married, we just didn't have two nickels rubbed together. We were pretty poor. I remember going, we would go to the store, and we'd show each other, we'd pick out cards. Pick out cards, Valentine's cards. I think the first Valentine's we were together. And we picked out a card, and we showed each other the card and said, this is the card I would have bought you if we could afford it. And that's one of the most precious memories that we share together. It's not the cost. It's the want to be together. It's that desire to share ourselves with one another. That's true between couples. That's true between families.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be together. And that's what makes a celebration or a tradition important and valuable and worth remembering.
Right now, we know that there are a lot of people, a lot of older people, that are sitting at home. And about the only thing they have left now are the memories of things in the past. Family get-togethers, family retreats. This time of the season, which normally is really exciting with joy, people anticipation, looking forward to it. There are a lot of those in our immediate area that don't have that anymore. That in a lot of ways, the holidays can even be more depressing, more of a burden than what they should be. When you're talking about family traditions, these are a great thing to remember and to look back on, but we also have to share them. We also have to be able to pass them on. And that's part of what we're talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And for most families, this is going to happen this weekend, and it's a fantastic thing. But we also have those that this won't happen for. Last year was the last year they got to spend with their spouse. This year they won't be there. Last year was the last year all the family, the kids got to come up. This year they can't be. I want to take just a brief side trip here. Because in talking about all the family traditions, one of the greatest traditions that we have in our families is to be able to have that family support. And when that's missing, this time of the season, there's an empty place missing.
Yeah.
This morning we started over the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute at 10 o'clock, a small group, a support group for those that are missing a stocking on the mantle. Someone's not there this year that was here last year or the year before. And this could be through divorce, this could be through military deployment, this could be through someone passing away. But we need to be able to talk about it, to be able to express our thoughts, our feelings, to talk about our traditions, to talk about the family. We need that time still. If you know someone this year that needs that interaction, that you know they're hurting this year, have them give us a call at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. It's 882-6767. It's a small group. Groups are only going to be maybe about 8 people, but it gives a chance for people to get together, meet other people that are in the same boat, to be able to talk about friends, talk about family, talk about all these feelings that are going on this time of year. Because we do not want people sitting around by themselves this time of year. This time of year should be filled with joy, not just pain. If you know someone or if you are someone that really wants more than anything just to be heard, give us a call at 882-6767. Every Monday morning between now and December 24th, we're meeting at the office at 10 a.m. So while WK and I are in studio, Marty and Leslie are there at the office. We're here to help, so give us a call, 882-6767.
Memories, you know, one of the greatest gifts that God has given to us is the ability to remember, the ability to recall. But not only recall facts, but in recalling of facts, we recall, we remember those feelings. We feel the feelings again. And in remembering times past and remembering those celebrations and remembering those family get-togethers and remembering those Christmases together, remembering the Thanksgiving weekend, not just the day, but the whole weekends that we spent together. But remembering those things are a way of bringing those people back into our lives and of us associating with those people again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important, especially with the missing stocking support group, that we share our families. It's a way of sharing about our spouse, that they live again. They live again through the stories that we tell, through the recounting of those experiences in our lives. They come back to life for us and for others.
Mm-hmm. Part of the essence of family tradition addresses one of the core things we've talked about on this radio program so many times, and those are our three greatest needs. Family traditions, if they're good traditions, support our three greatest needs, and those are?
To be understood for who we are, just the way that God made us. The second one is to be accepted unconditionally, not on the basis of how well we perform or we do anything, but that we are a creation of God and we're here at this place and time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are acceptable because we have inherent worth because we are His creation. And the third one is to be valued more than the whole world. And that means that we have that value expressed to us by the words and the behaviors of other people, those most important people in our life, that they sacrifice for us, they spend time with us, they spend themselves with us, they share themselves with us. And those needs are met in that way. And those things are done in family time, in celebration, in traditions.
As we come back from the bottom half of the hour break, we're going to discuss more about our three greatest needs being met by family tradition. We'll be back.
TOMA. T-O-M-A. Did you know you have one? This is Ken Boyce, Marketing Director for the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of the radio show, The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. What's your TOMA? Let's test it. Don't worry, here are the answers. Bill Gates, Coca-Cola, and the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Test? Who's the world's richest man? What's the number one soda company? Who can save a marriage, even lift depression? Congratulations, you remembered. That's TOMA, Top of Mind Awareness.
You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And once again, your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce.
Good morning. We are talking about family traditions, the family ties that bind us together. And they're very special to us. They're very special to most families, and I want to acknowledge that. I want to affirm that. I want to validate that. Families need to be together, and we need traditions for those times to bring us together. Those are cultural ties in our lives that give us permission to come together as a family. And so we need that affirmation. We need that validation. Greg Sathoff said, "Yes, I believe in family ties that flourish strong and pure, that thrive and font togetherness, that help and mend and cure. I cherish so the gatherings that come with holidays, the special times before the meals when voices blend in praise. And I believe in family fun, in picnics, hikes, and ball, in barbecues in summertime, and winter roasts in fall. Yes, I believe in fellowship because I realize that keys to peace and happiness are found in family ties." I like that. I like that. That's a good, strong affirmation of family and the family traditions that we're talking about this morning.
We talked about family traditions, even addressing our three greatest needs: to be understood for who we are, to be accepted unconditionally, and to be valued more than the whole world. Traditions are practices and beliefs that create positive feelings and are repeated on regular intervals. We've talked about that. They're more than routines, more than just being ordinary activities. Often they're handed down from generation to generation, but every family can create its own traditions as well. Some of them are based on God's commands. Others are based on cultural and ethnic heritages, such as serving dumplings on cold winter nights.
Yeah.
Homemade dumplings. Traditions cultivate the connection between immediate family members and between generations. Traditions are the, well, we've always, or we always like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the traditions have meaning that's special to the individual family. They create warmth and closeness in that family. By spending time together in a fun and special setting, family members do grow closer together. Effective traditions promote a sense of identity.
As a family.
As a family. This makes us unique. And it also gives us a feeling of belonging. It promotes safety and security with the family providing predictable, familiar experiences. Family members have something to look forward to, which gives them a sense of assuredness. And quite frankly, this is a hectic and ever-changing world.
Mm-hmm.
A sense of known, things to be expected. There's a book by William Dottery, The Intentional Family. And it says that family bonds are weakened by busy lifestyles. True enough in today's world. But the family can stay connected only by being intentional and maintaining important traditions. That's just one thing I thought that was very interesting was it talked about regular participation in a meaningful tradition helps families overcome the inclination toward what family scholars called entropy.
Yeah.
In the physical sciences, and my wife's a physical therapist, so I get to hear something about this, entropy is the tendency of a physical system to lose energy and coherence over time. Talking about muscles atrophying. Daughter explains the entropic family is one that loses a sense of emotional closeness because family members neglect the inner life and community ties. When we're looking at families that with divorce and just geographic location, we're losing those common ties, and we have to be intentional. We have to make the effort. It's on us to be able to keep those things connected. It's critical.
Yeah, we need that sense of continuity, that sense of constancy from year to year or month to month, even week to week. We need that sense of continuity in our life to continue that strengthening of family, to build the energy in the family,
mm-hmm.
so that the family system doesn't lose all of its energy. Yeah. I know I've talked with people who describe their times together as basically just a period of organized chaos. And it's chaotic because everybody has a sense that we're all in this together for ourselves. It's what you can get out of it. Whereas strong families, healthy families, are what can I give of myself? How can I share myself? How can I be available to others in the family? How can I connect to the family? What can I do to strengthen this family? How can I fulfill my role better as a husband or a father or a grandfather or a wife and mother or a sister or brother, whatever it may be? How can I do this better? You know, family holiday traditions are just family traditions. They're not about a time, as some families do, to come together and to get drunk and to verbally abuse your wife and ignore your kids. That's not what it's about. Family traditions are about family bonds, family ties, strengthening the individual and the family. Where the family exists for the individual, not the individual for the family. There's a sense of family, a sense of identity, as Ken said a minute ago. A sense of the identity that we need in our family that strengthens us as individuals. We need that in our life. You know, Carl Sandburg said that a baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. That's a pretty good quote. But another quote I came across the other day is by August Napier. He says, in each family, a story is playing itself out, and each family's story embodies its hope and despair. And so we're going to have those family times that are very positive and some experiences on different family traditions, in different family traditions on different holidays, will be different from time to time. We're going to have family members who will be here this year that won't be with us next year. We'll have some family members who can't come next year. We need to remember that it's a celebration. A family tradition is a celebration of the family, no matter what the tradition is. It needs to be a celebration of family, that we are a member of a community, that we are communing with one another, that we are in communion with one another, if we want to look at it that way. Not necessarily in the religious sense, although it can be in the religious sense, but to be together, to be with one another and have that sense of cohesion, that sense of bonding, that sense of joy, that sense of happiness being together.
As I was discussing earlier, at different ages in our lives, we look at family traditions in different ways. Some people cherish them. Some people really question everything about them. It's important to understand that we have different views at different points in our life. We will change our view of tradition as we change our age. In a lot of ways, it is okay to question tradition. I'll say this again. It is okay to question tradition if we're seeking to understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Not for just the mere sake of throwing tradition out the window. There's a natural inclination. We get to a point in our lives where we just want to rebel. We rebel against everything. Why? Because we're growing. We're coming out of our parents' shadow into our own. Mm-hmm. That's part of the natural growth process. But there are different points and different ages in our life that I think we need to keep in mind as we look going into Thanksgiving, going into Christmas, the importance of just being together, even if we don't necessarily understand it. There was research done discussing the different cycles of life and attitudes that youth go through. Thought this was interesting. At age 4, my parents can do anything. Yeah! I'm kind of in
that
this stage.
That is so true.
I'm at this stage with my girls and my son now. You know, daddy is great, and I'm eating up every
He's
bit
the strongest
of
man in the world.
By age 8, there might be one or two things that dad doesn't know. Maybe. Age 12, naturally, my parents don't understand. 14, I never realized how hopelessly old-fashioned they are. Age 21, you would expect them to feel that way. They're out of date. 25, they come up with a good idea now and then. Yeah, about age 25. Parents mm-hmm. do come up with a good idea every now and then. Age 30. I wonder what mom and dad think I should do.
Yeah.
Age 40. Let's be patient until we discuss this with our parents. Age 50. What would mom and dad have done about that? Age 60. I wish I could talk it over with them one more time. As we go through life, as we go through time, the meaning of traditions will change. The importance never does, but the meaning to ourselves will change. It is always important to continue on.
Yeah, that's the reason families are always, life moves forward. Families are always moving forward. We're all aging, no matter how much we don't want to admit that. We're all aging. That's not only the parents and the grandparents, but that's also the kids. And that's the reason why with family traditions, why our children especially need to be involved in the planning and in being involved in the traditions themselves so that they have ownership of those, so that they look forward to being there. There's nothing more boring than going and celebrating somebody else's tradition. It doesn't have any meaning for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why we introduce our children to our traditions, but we also allow them to have input into those traditions. And that's part of the evaluation. That's part of the changing of those traditions according to who's in the family. We need those times. And we need to be allowing everyone that's involved to be involved in those times. You know, one of the hardest times for families can be if you've established a blended family this year. There are basically two situations. One is blended family. Blended family where you bring all these traditions together. And now you have to decide, how are you going to celebrate all these? And what's going to be uniquely yours? How are you going to put it all together? And what you have to have is communication, flexibility, and a willingness to change. Things will not be the way they used to be mm-hmm. in every form, in every way, according to this family tradition or that family tradition. The second relationship are those newlyweds who have never been married, and now they're both left home, and now they're together. And now they're confronted for the first time this Thanksgiving of where do we spend our Thanksgiving and where are we going to spend Christmas? Whose feelings are we going to avoid hurting if we go to grandparents over here or aunts and uncles over here? Or all that goes on, that is the most stressful time in a newlywed's life, trying to decide where they're going to spend the holidays and whose traditions they're going to observe. Much of my time this time of the year is telling newlyweds, you have to develop your own traditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to continue to celebrate with your families that you grew up in, as you can, but it's important for you to develop your own traditions. You have to do that. You have to do that, especially when that first child comes. Family traditions need to be established for your family. And these are very precious times, very important times for our families.
As we kind of wrap things up, there's five really good reasons to observe family traditions. Family traditions create good feelings and special moments to remember. They are fun things to do. Enjoying the time together as a family will create positive emotions on each person. These are emotions we remember later. And memories that will last a lifetime.
They will last a lifetime.
Family traditions give every member of the family a stronger sense of belonging.
And isn't that what we really want? We want to belong. That being understood, accepted, and valued. Mm-hmm. Belonging.
And being a part of the family is more than just living in the same home and having the same last name. It's about the relationship and the bonds that we have together. Family traditions help teens with their identity.
Yeah, elaborate on that, please.
Well, it helps teens have a sense that they belong, that they're valued, that they're accepted. It helps them figure out who they are, which for teens, that is their moment in life. It's about trying to pull away from mom and dad. A family that encourages a teen to be a part of it and its traditions provide not only the foundation to stand on, but also helps with defining oneself. Family traditions help parents impart family values to their children. Showing your teen what having the ability to love is all about happens naturally when you spend time together.
And that's done during those traditional family activities.
You will also find more opportunities to talk with your teen about serious issues and keep those conversations open.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a special time of the year when a lot of families will take their children or the teens to places that serve the homeless or take food to those who are in need, or they'll adopt a family. And that families can teach their children how to reach out in love to other people that are less fortunate than they are, which is a great family tradition.
I think opening up the world and letting them know that their world isn't limited to the walls of their school. The world's a much bigger place.
Exactly.
And in that same, family traditions offer teens a sense of security. Every day, teens face difficult issues. Knowing that he or she is secure and has a family to turn to is a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool against negative peer pressure, drug use, alcohol.
Oh, you just name it. All kinds of negative influences and pressures on your children, on your teens.
The reason most teens involve themselves in things that are destructive is because they don't have something that's there to support them. And they are looking for the support. As teens, think about this. As we were teenagers, we wanted to get out there and try to find out who we are and be ourselves. But if we don't have a base to operate from, we're going to look for some place to operate from.
We will. And our teens will.
As we wrap things up, look forward to Thanksgiving. Look forward to the holiday season. Think about what is most important about that season. Think about how much we can give of ourselves, not just what we're going to receive, and what we can give to our kids, our grandkids. It's our life.
It's our choice.
Make it a great one.